This episode has been sponsored in part by our friends at Veeam. Are you tired of juggling the cost of AWS backups and recovery with your SLAs? Quit the circus act and check out Veeam. Their AWS backup and recovery solution is made to save you money, not that that's the primary goal, mind you, while also protecting your data properly. They're letting you protect 10 instances for free with no time limits, so test it out now. You can even find them on the AWS marketplace at snark.cloud/backitup. Wait, did I just endorse something on the AWS marketplace? Wonder of wonders, I did. Look, you don't care about backups, you care about restores. And despite the fact that multi-cloud's a dumb strategy, it's also a realistic reality. So make sure that you're backing up data from everywhere with a single unified point of view. Check them out at snark.cloud/backitup. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and as I just told you, this is the AWS Morning Brief. We begin with our top story from the past week. After a failed insurrection on the U.S. Capitol, my God, what does this show become? Yeah, after a failed insurrection on the U.S. Capitol, AWS has said that as of Sunday night, they would no longer be hosting Parler, where most of this was planned in advance. It's rare that you see AWS turning anyone off for basically any reason. They've only done this a handful of times before, WikiLeaks and Gab being the two examples that I'm aware of. Too extreme for AWS to host you. That's like being too scammy for YouTube videos. But that's what happened there. That is the leading event from last week. It's horrible, it's awful, and makes the rest of this look ridiculous. But let's soldier on regardless. So let's see, what else happened last week in the world of AWS? Amazon Cloud Search announces updates to its search instances. This is the first Cloud Search enhancement since last March, and it's timely. I like the service because it always reminds me that cloudsearch.google.com exists and is a way better search engine for G Suite than anything else and is included in G Suite. Now that I've mentioned it publicly, Google will no doubt kill it because a search engine having a good search function for their own app suite, even if they hide it, is an intolerable state of affairs for the brain trust over at Google who decides on these things. Amazon EC2 auto-scaling now allows to define 40 instance types when defining mixed instances policy. This is sad because while you can now define up to 40 instance types for your auto-scaling groups, as of this recording, there are 392 possible instance types currently available in US East 1. That's not something I'm making up for laughs, by the way, that number is very real. Amazon EC2 R5B instances now certified for SAP workloads. The big certification delay was apparently ensuring that AWS's bank wouldn't freeze their accounts on suspicion of fraud once customers started paying them the GDP of Belize every month to run SAP workloads. Amazon SQS announces tiered pricing. Amazon SQS pricing, now lower, more complicated. This is obviously a very clever business development strategy by the makers of Microsoft Excel. AWS Step Functions adds support for AWS Glue Data Brew jobs to prepare data and analytics and machine learning workflows. Now that reInvent has passed and a bunch of new services have been released, customers and other AWS service teams alike are discovering them and figuring out how to integrate them into their work. New beta exam for AWS Certified SysOps Administrator. I have enrolled to take this certification. So far, there are a bunch of conflicting instructions, and I've already found one security vulnerability that I have reported to Pearson View. This is not an auspicious start, but my test date is next month, so we'll see. We want to hear from you. This is a phenomenally bold article title for AWS to put on their cost management blog of all places. It's like they're poking me with a stick, daring me to bite them. Now, fortunately, the only way to actually get in touch with them is on the AWS forum, which is the land that time forgot. So I don't think there's a real risk of me signing up for it, but my God, how bold is that? This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now, their name isn't in all caps, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click. Boom. Done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who've been down this path to disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. No managing of servers, but also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io. Estimating scoring probabilities by preparing soccer matches data with AWS Glue Data Brew. AWS endorses gambling. Personally, if I want to gamble, it's much more invigorating to test out a new AWS service without reading the pricing docs, then see what happens at the end of the month when the bill shows up. Use Amazon QuickSight to visualize data from Amazon Honeycode. This is a great service pairing because my opinions of the current states of both QuickSight and Honeycode are similarly low. Discovering sensitive data in AWS CodeCommit with AWS Lambda. Do it yourself with Lambda is, of course, the AWS way. Meanwhile, GitHub detects this automatically and alerts you within seconds or minutes because they're an actual business with customers instead of a weird science project service offering. And lastly, need a pandemic hobby? Get AWS certified, as if we're not all miserable enough. One of the dangers of AWS posting suggestions like this is the very real danger that I will take them up on it, and I will. As I mentioned, my exam is scheduled for next month and will doubtless inform future content as I go through that process. More to come. And that's what happened last week in AWS, and by extension, the larger world, holy hell, at least here in the United States. Thanks for listening if you're not in the United States and tolerating the basic universal form of shell shock that a lot of us are going through over the past week. Stay safe. There's still a pandemic going on. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. Please don't hesitate to reach out with comments, criticisms, feedback, and as always, an insulting comment in your 5-star review of this show.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.